Well, from water safety to food safety, now the Mexican fast food restaurant chain Chipotle plans to shut the doors of every one of its restaurants on Monday, February 8th. It'll hold a company-wide meeting to talk about food safety after several Chipotle restaurants across the country were hit by outbreaks of food poisoning. Joining us now is Sam Okus, editor of QSR Magazine, which covers the quick service restaurant industry. Sam, welcome back to Here and Now.
Thanks for having me.
And have you ever heard of a restaurant chain doing anything like this before?
Yeah, actually, we have. Back in 2008, Starbucks actually did this. It wasn't for any sort of food safety violations, but Howard Schultz had returned to the company as CEO, and he didn't really like the direction of the company. So they closed about 7,000 Starbucks locations for a couple hours one day in 2008. And, you know, there's a lot of evidence to show that maybe not this exact thing, but a lot of other things around this time actually really helped the company because Starbucks has rebounded ever since then.
Did it surprise you that Chipotle is waiting for some time, several weeks, before they're actually doing this? That they, if it's so important to do, why don't they do it right now?
Well, they definitely have to get this right. This can't be anything that they go into with a knee-jerk reaction. So you have to make sure that you're looking at all of your systems. You're looking at the problem from a big-picture point of view. You have to be able to see what is going on here before you actually react to it. Certainly, they have put a lot of good things in place to start to rebound from this crisis. But I think that, you know, if they had reacted too quickly, it could have been – they could have been much more at risk of doing something that might have made the problem worse. It might have further damaged customers' trust in them.
What do you expect them to do to fix this problem? And what do you expect them to tell their employees at shops all around the country?
Well, it sounds like we've just heard that they're going to actually explain to their employees what has been going on, what this problem seemed to have stemmed from. But they're also probably going to go over their systems, to go over preparation methods, to go over cooking methods, to go over probably the whole system, because what they need to do is make sure everybody's on the same page. They need to make sure that their culture is intact. Chipotle is very well known for their company culture, for really investing in their employees. And I'm sure that this is something that they're going to try to make sure that everybody's on the same page and buying into what their plan is to come back from this. So I expect that that phone call, that company-wide phone call that they'll be doing on February 8th to be very much promoting safe food practices, but also promoting just the way forward as a company.
We know that their stock has dropped considerably since all of this trouble began and these food poisoning outbreaks started. How many customers have they lost? Do we know?
Well, what we have is we have their sales figures. So in the month of December, their sales were down 30%, same store sales over the year before. In the fourth quarter of 2015, their sales were down about 14.5%. This is significant. this is a big hit. This is a company we're talking about that up until about 6 months ago was regularly seeing 15-20% increases in same store sales. So to reverse that and to go 30% down for 1 month and almost 15% for a whole quarter is very, very significant.
And are their competitors picking up those customers? Are people deciding to go elsewhere? Are they going to Taco Bell or other places?
There hasn't really been any evidence one way or another. It's hard to say whether people are going to other competitors, whether they're going to other Mexican or burrito chains, or whether they're not going out to eat at all. We haven't really seen. And as an industry, you know, what we're seeing broadly as an industry is companies watching this very carefully. They're not necessarily getting out there and trying to grab Chipotle customers because this is an important issue for the entire restaurant industry. This is something that once Chipotle figures this out, they are going to be really establishing a blueprint for much of the rest of the restaurant industry moving forward. I think it's really important to note that this is a watershed moment for the fresh and local sourcing movement because Chipotle was always a leader in that. So whatever Chipotle does from here, I think the rest of the industry will very carefully watch and will follow. So right now, as far as competition goes, you know, I think that mostly everybody is in sort of wait and see mode.
Sam Okus, editor of QSR Magazine, which covers the fast food industry. Sam, thank you.
Thanks for having me.